Excellent. Voilà. Having complete relativity, way in terms of reality, it's Buddhist way. So even though we understand things from various angles, and even though we have completely different understanding of life, you know, as long as we are here in this world, we should, you know, extend, or we should follow. But that relativity is based on, you know, non-duality of life. So we don't. That is, that you may say that is detachment. Detachment does not mean to cut off worldly desires. Having worldly desires, you know, with right understanding of it and knowing how to treat our desires to live in this world is a Buddhist way. But usually, you know, we have no idea of non-detachment. And we will be enslaved by our desires and world of duality. That is why we have always, we should fight always. Hi. Yeah. It means that you continue this practice, you know, forever, because it is our desires are, inexhaustible. If so, we there's no end in that practice. No, we don't mean that. The moment after moment, we should make best effort to put an end to the desires. But desires is endless, so our effort may be endless. That is why, you know, Buddhists exist forever. You know, if we put an end to evil desires, there will not be any need for Buddhists to practice our way. Did he say?
Do you agree
with that? I don't remember so well. But yes, I do. Yeah, maybe. But I don't remember so well, you know, because I don't. It is. Maybe I have this kind of trouble always, so it is not so important to remember things one after another, you know. I may laugh at me if I dream of something. I often wonder why I don't, you know, why I'm not afraid of going to sleep, you know. If it is, you know, it is a kind of death, you know. I'm not afraid of going to sleep, you know. I don't know why, but maybe I'm so sure tomorrow morning I'll get up. You know. Body. Oh, right. I couldn't follow you completely, but. What is your point of question? Birth and death?
Yes. Duration of.
Duration
of.
Birth and death, you know, the most important point of problem of birth and death is, you know, the idea of self, you know. Mm-hmm. We understand, you know, oneness of mind and body.
They are one.
Yeah. We don't understand. Here is body, and mind is floating in the heaven and come to our mind. And after this, it will go out from our body and enter again into our body. Our understanding of mind and body is more than that. The we put emphasis. On the point that mind and body is one. Reincarnation. That kind of thought exists in Buddhist thought too. But that is Buddha, you know, applied the teaching, which usual people had at that time. But to help people, he applied. He did not, you know, deny their understanding of life. But somehow, he managed to, you know, to make them understand the point of Buddhism, even though he applied various thought. Various folk religion, but he did not lose his point always. And later, you know, most Oriental people had been involved in their naive folk religion. And that kind of religious understanding became more and more powerful and common. That is why Buddhists have that kind of put emphasis on that kind of idea of reincarnation or something like that. But if you read Shobo Genzo, he clarified this point completely. Hi. Personality. Personality. We say, but it is not personality, maybe not completely so, but some tendency which is caused by his physical, you know, condition or physical nature. This is a kind of materialistic, you know, philosophy. But it is true, I think. So, even though you receive education, you know, a kind of education, it is almost impossible to change their character. If it is possible, I think if it is possible to change our physical, you know, condition completely, then our character will change too. That is true from materialistic viewpoint. But from idealistic viewpoint, you know, our thinking, our mind will change our physical body, our physical function of our body. If we have a healthy mind, body will be healthy too. This is also true. But we cannot completely argue, you know, from materialistic viewpoint and idealistic viewpoint. Because both is true. Not as a self, but as a momentous, you know, impulse or something. Yeah, I think that it's that it's all right, you know, but we usually, you know, without being aware of it, we are usually controlled by our preconceived idea or by our past experience. And so we should know that, this point also. Even though this is just expression of my, you know, my being right now, but it is not always so. If we understand this point, you know, we should train ourselves more so that we can express ourselves fully, completely, without any, without being enslaved by something or bound by something. Only we are alert enough to, you know, to see ourselves, to check ourselves. We cannot easily accept ourselves, you know, so easily. That is why we are so strict with ourselves. Always what? No, I'm sorry. I couldn't follow you. Did you? Will you make your question in short, put in some short way? Condense your question. Thank you. Excuse me? Doesn't practice? Doesn't practice. Stop. I'm sorry. What? Grasping. Attention. Attention. Stop. Yeah, you know, when you start practice, you know, your effort should be, you know, concentrated on something, you know, some particular thing, like counting breathing, you know. But eventually, you know, that effort will be extended in many direction, and you will have deep, wide, strong mind. Then you can, you know, you will have some power or some ability or, you know, the ability without trying, you can do many things. But at first, it is necessary for us to make some effort in right direction. As long as you know the direction of practice, that is all right. And one by one, you make your effort, you know, in with right direction, without going this way. You know, you can go this way. We say detachment. It is not so easy things to attain. We can talk about it, but not so easy. So the only way is to try. To practice our way, starting from very simple way, like counting breathing or following breathing practice. Then, you know, even though you have various problems amidst of the difficulty, if you can count your breathing perfectly, you know, you have already have power of controlling yourself, or power of being free from objective world. It is more than habit, you know. Because you have some belief or power in it. Habit is just, you know, a succession of our activity, our intentional activity. But Zazen power is, you know, with always steady steps, it is going with some direction or intention. But eventually, that intentional part will vanish, you know. and the power will go by itself. That is complete detachment. As we are very selfish and we are always, you know, some tendency. So without some effort, we cannot get out of it. Okay. No, we don't. We don't. The yoga maybe put more emphasis on physical practice, you know, than our practice. I think yoga practice will help a lot. If it is too much, I like zazen, you know. It will create some problem for you. So maybe we should be careful anyway. Hi. Problem? Now that is, some person who is very difficult to sit in cross-leg position, you know. If he force too much, then it will create some physical problem, maybe. No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Also, another question on sleep. One practice zazen in sleep.
In sleep? We don't say that it doesn't practice, you know. Maybe if we say, but we say, if you are really Zen student, where you sleep must be different from ordinary person. That is, you know, how most Indian people, sages, sleep, you know, this side down. That's, of course, if you think why, it is quite obvious, you know, why they do it this way. And most people are, you know, right-handed. Oh.
She says that lying on the right side of the heart, there's no stress in the heart, or less stress in the heart, so they can be falling and gain strength during the night.
Hmm. I don't know. You know, I'm not concerned so much about those things, you know. But, you know, if you, you know, sleep left side down, you don't feel so good, you know. Yeah, it's obvious, you know. Maybe, and it may be better to sleep, you know, this way, south and north, you know, rather than east and west. We are very magnetic being also. Everything may be so. So if you start to study this kind of thing, you know, we will have many things to study. But we will have some specialists, you know, and who may suggest us many things. So as much as we can, we should apply, we should follow their suggestion, I think. Thank you very much.